personal connections to wars. Family members, friends, parents, in my case, grandparents, both my maternal and paternal grandfathers fought overseas in World War II, and my maternal grandfather also fought in World War I. But what struck me in watching these documentaries was the profound speeches given by Winston Churchill. The one phrase that he used, just you've all heard it many times before, but he said, "Never have so many owed so much to so few." Never have so many owed so much to so few. Certainly that was true of World War II. I know the cost was not only for those soldiers who went over. The most obvious cost was for the soldiers who never came home. But there were also costs for the soldiers who did come home. I'm sure you could all tell stories, as can I, of both of my grandfathers who came home different men. The one grandfather, my maternal grandfather, had what they called at the time shell shock. Now they would call it post-traumatic stress disorder. And they had to leave downtown Toronto and move up into northern Canada to try to get away from the hustle and bustle. My other grandfather, well, that's another story. He was a Glen, you know, and we have our tendencies. But he came back a very different man as well. And so the cost was for those who never came home. There was cost for the men who did come home. Their lives were radically changed. And then, of course, for the families that they came back to be a part of. You know, my father and my mother tell stories about being raised in homes where their dads were just entirely different. And then you think about the cost then for my generation, being raised by these who were the children of the fathers who came home from war different. Never have so many owed so much to so few. The cost of war touches all of us. And so on Remembrance Day, we gather together and just remember the price that was paid. Now, I suppose for most of us here in the room, World War II would be our most recent brush up against that, although I know Naomi and a few others have family members that are serving right now all around the world. It also struck me that with the case of World War II, there was a sense that it was indeed a just war. You know, there truly was a force of evil that had to be vanquished. And so people, Christian men, and in some cases women, took up the cause to fight for our way of life, to fight so that we could be free. And there's something very noble about that. You know, when we look at it, when we think about it, there's something that connects with us viscerally, and we think, surely that was a brave generation. It's our finest hour, to use another Winston Churchill quote. But friends, I'd suggest to you this morning that Remembrance Day connects with us even more deeply, because in that self-sacrificial act, you and I catch a glimpse of the very nature and character of God. In these people who said, "I will go and sacrifice myself on behalf of others. I am willing to go and lay down my life for another." We catch a glimpse of one of the deep magic of the cosmos, one of the greatest characteristics of God. You know, Garth just read us the passage where Jesus said, "All of those that the Father has given to me, no one will ever snatch them from my hand. I and the Father, we are one." So whenever we look at the nature and the characteristics of Jesus, we are seeing what God himself is like. Well, what's God like? Well, God is the one who took your place and my place on the cross, sacrificed himself on your behalf. It's that similar attribute that makes us look back and look today at people who are serving all around the world on our behalf and see it as something noble and just, something profound and true. And so in the same way that soldiers fight for us to secure our freedom here in the Western world and to fight for the values that we cherish, like democracy and all of that stuff, Jesus sacrificed himself to secure our freedom for all eternity. He sacrificed so that you and I could be truly free. He gave himself so that he could say with confidence, all of those that belong to me, no one will ever snatch them from my hands. As long as we're here on earth, wars will continue to wage. People will always have conflicts. Some will seem just, some will seem unjust. But the abiding truth for Christians is that the nature and character of God is such that he sacrifices himself for us on the cross. In our place, he dies on the cross so that we can be free forever. When we move now to prayer, I want us to consider and pray for the soldiers who have paid prices in past generations, the soldiers who are fighting around the world today, but most importantly, to give thanks to God for Jesus, who fought the battle on the cross on our behalf, sacrificing himself so that we could be free forever.